Basic vs. Applied Research, differences and similarities that every smart researcher should know about. Most of the research aspirants are required to make a detailed examination to discover answers to issues. The approach to the research could either be basic or applied, based on the fact whether the researcher is extending an existing scientific information or conducting an in-depth scientific study to successfully tackle the given issue. A professional assignment writer can apply any one of the research variants on the grounds of the given assignment guidelines. When you are hiring the best assignment writers for writing basic research-based assignments, then it is well assured that the assigned writer is going to dig present scientific information to upgrade the topic assigned in normal sciences. That is also one of the key reasons why basic research is also termed as central or unadulterated research. On the other hand, when it comes to applied research, your paid assignment help is going to route the investigation to answer specific and useful issues to build inventive innovation. A good assignment writing services agency is always going to assign a specialized writer to apply reasonable yet concrete techniques to deal with at least one modern issue. Basic vs. Applied Research, the comparison that every research scholar should know. The following table would help you distinct basic research from an applied one. We are going to make the comparison on the grounds of certain parameters to help you get a better insight. Here, our core objective is to realize how a dedicated researcher would think and act on your behalf when you are hiring assignment help online from a specialized assignment writing agency. Comparative parameter. Basic research. Applied research. Definition. The practice of research showcasing new data as well as skills of the existing ideas are built. The research helping in new business-oriented processes or strategies created to deal with commercial issues. Aim. Broadening the prevalent evidences on various theories, sources, and hypotheses. Eliminating malpractices by developing new strategies and practices to solve various existing and potential industrial issues. Impact. The utility is always global and done with the universal objective to resolve. The utility and impact are confined to a practical reason in an industry, organization, or group to resolve the existing issue. Nature of research. The research layout is theoretical and built upon an existing notion and theorems. Here, the nature is practical and implied to form strategies for the applications in industrial cases. Revolves around conception of fresh data and standards extending an existing hypothesis. Revolves around the enlargement of new tools and innovation for the industrial utility. Environment. Usually accomplished within confined places such as laboratories, etc. The research is directed rightly in an open world featuring several undesired components in place. Approach. More hypothetical in nature and relies on speculations and investigated information to improve the academic ideas that may or may not be directly applied. More feasible approach and graphic in nature, as all the attempts are focused upon end utilization. Degree. It is regularly all-inclusive and can easily be applied to various ideas. Centered to a great extent around unmistakable topics that try to respond specific issues. Innovation. Not much focused on innovation. More innovation-oriented with immediate utilization of the derived information and results. Drive. It is driven by interest. It is more driven by the customers. Business objectives. Less business-oriented and more focused on academic and scientific community. Firmly connected with business goals and measures. Set to improve products and services for the targeted customers. Economy. More of an academic or research pursuit than economy-driven results. Firmly focused on the advancement of economy with monetarily associated strategies. Academic publications. Emphasized more on the academic publications and open for future studies and findings. Not meant for publications, rather patented for commercial return on investment. Future. More intended towards future wonders based on today's learnings. Prevents future anticipations on the issues and accompany replies for the future challenges. It is not always like both basic and applied research are set on two opposite poles. Apart from the above distinctions, there are certain similarities between the two that are widely explored by professional assignment writers to do better justice with their research work. Read more about the secret skills and master techniques used by professional researchers, here in a brief insight to the secret skills of a successful researcher. So let us explore how basic and applied research identical to one another. The following are the factors that put basic and applied research alike. For the assortment of information, both forms of research opt for similar strategies and cycles. Here, they integrate subjective and quantitative information assimilation strategies such as polls, meetings, studies, center groups, etc. The results extracted from the basic research can function as fill-in in case we consider applied research's findings as bedrock. Both types of research endorse inductive and deductive thinking to support the research theory. Inductive thinking navigates the researcher to shift from plan to perception, and subsequently, shifting from perception to thought. The application of basic or applied form of research might appear easy on paper, but there are several elements that are required to be taken care of to convince the assignment instructor about your approach and hard work. Hire assignment writers with experience of more than 14 years in the field of research assignments, dissertations, and thesis writing at the cheapest prices ever. Order assignment help for your next assignment and take your research finding to the highest level.